And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Waterman's Pens and Waterman's Ink present Gangbusters.
Attention, tonight, Saturday, December 29th, 1945, a crime wave of the most serious proportions is spreading throughout the United States. A serious crime is being committed every 40 seconds, and a murder every 3 hours.
Waterman's pens, every one a master writing instrument, and Waterman's ink, the ink that goes up to 3 times as far as ordinary inks, are proud to present Gangbusters in its relentless war upon this crime wave, that this country may be a safe country in which to live. And so we present Louis J. Valentine, former commissioner of the largest police force in the world, who will interview by proxy W.W. Richardson, Sheriff, Jefferson County, Texas. Commissioner Valentine.
Now, Sheriff Richardson, I've waited for a long time to hear the inside facts of your famous Red Goldman case.
Well, Commissioner Valentine, this case is a far cry from the type of killers you've dealt with in New York. It's the direct opposite. A case right from the almost impregnable thicket section of Texas.
Tell us something about this big thicket area, Sheriff Robinson.
Well, these impenetrable woods are saturated by countless creeks, bayous, and small rivers, which makes it a natural refuge for every kind of wildlife.
Life there is pretty primitive, isn't it?
Very primitive, Commissioner. Well, in the early evening of September 18th, 1939, in one of the wildest parts of the big thicket, was a small canoe. One end pulled up a foot or two onto the shore. In the bow sat an attractive swamp girl trailing a paddle in the water. And in the middle of the canoe, a heavy-set man sat on the bottom. The stern place was empty.
Ah, this place gives me the creeps. Shove off!
Okay, without him, mister.
Help me get out of this swamp and I'll give you anything. I'll buy you a new dress.
No.
A lot of money.
No.
Why not?
He's my man. I do what he tells me.
What's that?
Alligator.
Listen, you've got to help
here
get me out
of here. Comes my man.
Everything ready now, Charlotte?
Yeah, Goldman. Stranger wants to get out of the swamp.
I'll shove off. Don't you like the big thicket, stranger?
How can I? Tied hand and foot this way.
We'll start paddling, Charlotte.
Take me back to the oil fields where you brought me from.
Up Gator Creek, Solomon.
Goldman, you're not going to toss me to the alligators?
No. That'd be cruel, tossing a man to the gators. I ain't cruel.
Goldman ain't cruel, mister.
Then what are you going to do with me?
Kill you first. Wouldn't be right to toss a live man to no gators.
You shouldn't have did that, Goldman.
We had a lot of money and I wanted it.
Law officers don't hold with killing.
No law officers trouble me. Stop paddling. I'll dump them.
He sunk.
Now I'm going to Hullstown and rob the bank.
You shouldn't never go out the big thicket, Goldman.
I can go out of the thicket any time I want and get back in. I can live in here for years on berries, catching fish and hunting game. Them law officers could never catch me in here. Start paddling, Charla. Stop the automobile in front of the Hull Bank, Ray.
Sure we ain't walking into no trap, Goldman?
Never you mind the law, Ray. I'm the law. I got business in the bank. Come on.
Yes, sir?
I want to take out some money.
Will you fill out a withdrawal slip, please, and then...
Ain't got time.
A gun?
That's right. Give me all the money in the bank.
Don't shoot. I'll give you the money.
Put it in the sack, partner.
Right.
I got a chore I want you to do.
What?
The district attorney. Know him?
Yes.
He ain't been saying good things about me. I'm going to kill him. Tell him I don't like him, so I'm going to kill him. I'm Red Goldman.
Goldman?
And don't forget, when I get in that safe there, I'm going to lock you into it.
All right, pull up. Over here. Come on, over here.
We traced Goldman as far as the big thicket, Captain. He's gone into it.
You think any of the thicket natives will be willing to help us?
When it's one of their own, like Goldman, it's difficult to get them to open their mouths.
Imagine him coming out of the thicket and getting over $12,000 at the bank. He's a legend to the folks in there. Now he's wanted for burglary and assault, 5 bank robberies, murder of C.W. Braun, and 4 kidnappings.
All right, quiet, men. Quiet.
Now I want every single road coming out of the thicket blockaded. Then I want every available man put to work, beating through the thicket inch by inch until we find Goldman. Now fix those roadblocks so tight that not a soul can get out of that area without being checked. Now get going.
Taxi! Hey, taxi! Yes, sir. Where to, mister?
Drive out on the old sawmill road, bud.
I don't know as I can.
Why not?
Police got a blockade all around the whole thicket country. They're not going to let one living person come out through that ring.
Well, we're not coming out of that ring. We're going in. Besides, they must know you.
Okay. There's that blockade I was telling you right ahead.
Yeah.
Go down, taxi! Oh, it's you, Ed.
Yeah, Sheriff, I gotta go down a short haul onto the sawmill road.
Okay, Ed, I'll let you through.
That wasn't hard getting through, driver.
Oh, these cops all know me in the car.
Yeah. When you hit the sawmill road, swing right.
Okay. This corduroy road ain't very good on my tires, mister.
This is as far as we go anyway. Stop right here. Blow your horn.
What?
Do as I say, 3 short ones.
We waiting for someone?
Yeah, he's coming out.
It took plenty long, Ray.
I had to get a taxi driver that the cops would know so he could get the car into the blockade.
You, driver, get out.
What for, mister?
Because I told you to. I'm Goldman.
Goldman?
Get out.
Yes, sir.
Walk into the bushes. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, wait a minute. I ain't done nothing.
Walk, I said. Ray, wait here. This'll do.
Where's the cabbie, Goldman?
Dead. In there.
I didn't hear no shots.
I hit him over the head. Maybe I didn't kill him dead enough. There's a little place on the back of the head. If I hit him there, I'll sure kill him. Just to be sure.
Uh,
That ought to take care of it.
Okay, Goldman?
Yeah. Put on the driver's cap. You drive out the same way you come in. I'll sit on the floor and back.
I get it. The police will recognize the taxi and think the same driver's driving.
Yeah, the same driver. Hey, wait a minute. I'll be right back.
Where you going?
Back to him. I want to make sure he's deader than dead. You sure look dead, mister. Now I feel better.
The doctor said we could only have a minute with the patient, Captain.
How did he get to the hospital here, Sergeant?
After Goldman tried to kill him, he crawled half a mile to a shack near the sawmill. The folks there sent for the ambulance.
The most miraculous escape from death I ever heard of.
Hello, Ed.
Oh. Hello, Sergeant.
Tell me, Ed, what happened?
It was Goldman.
I know. He escaped through our blockade in your taxi. The officers thought it was just you coming.
Goldman made me get out of my taxi. He walked me into the bushes and hit me in the back of my head 3 times with his gun. I may believe I was unconscious and I fell down. Goldman went away and he come back again. He knelt down and he felt my head to know just where he hit me to kill me. Then he hit me 4 times more.
He was still conscious?
Yeah, but I didn't let him know it. Then he went away, and pretty soon he come back, and he shot me 2 times. But I didn't move. I just lay there. And then he shot me again.
Did you even groan?
No, I was too scared. He's a bad man, Sergeant. Bad man.
Yes, incredible as it was, Commissioner Valentine, that cab driver survived Goldman's murderous assault. However, it was an episode even stranger than this one, which finally brought the police closer to Goldman's trail.
Well, I am sure we all want to hear about that episode, Sheriff Richardson. But before you tell it to us, here's a word from Waterman.
When you like something the instant you see it, when it appeals to you in every way, you say, it's a natural. That's what Waterman's new Taperite pen is. It's really a natural. From the minute Waterman's Taperite made its appearance, people reached for it, looked at it, bought it. Yes, it's a natural. So sleek, so slim, so trim. It's beautiful. When buying a fountain pen, insist on seeing the new Waterman's Taperite. When you compare it with ordinary pens for style, for writing ease, for value, then you'll see why Waterman's Taperite sells so fast, why your dealer frequently has so few on display. In addition to the new Taperite pens, see also the new Waterman Standard Point pens, designed for those who prefer the more conventional style. Every one of these new Standard Point pens is a beautiful writing instrument. Priced as low as $350, with a big genuine 14-carat gold point and the other Waterman's quality features, you can find the pen you want at the price you want to pay. Remember, for the newest and the finest in fountain pens, just look for the name Waterman's. Now, back to Gangbusters and Commissioner Valentine.
Sheriff Richardson, we're all anxious to know what happened next in the case of Red Goldman.
Well, Commissioner, on the morning of March 22nd, a dust-covered black sedan bounced slowly along the rutted dirt road between Kerberville and Port Arthur in Texas, on the fringe of the Big Thicket area. Jim Barnes, a resident of the thicket, whom Red Goldman knew, was at the wheel. Suddenly, a lone man sprung in front of the car, brandishing a revolver.
Stop!
Hello, Barnes.
Hello, Goldman. What you got that gun for?
I've been looking for you, Barnes.
Why?
They tell me you look like me.
So I hear tell.
I'm going to kill you, Barnes. Then bury you where they won't find you. Then I'm going to make believe I'm you.
You don't want to do that, Goldman. Folks in the big thicket won't like that.
I'm going to pretend I'm you and leave this part of the country.
But if you...
Get out. Now walk off the road into the thicket.
But I want to
That's
talk
a walk
to
walk into the thicket. Now stop.
You ain't got no call to kill me, Goldman. I never did you no harm.
But I'm going to make out I'm you.
That district attorney, he'll know.
I'm going to kill the district attorney.
Folks in the thicket will know. No one will cover for you no more if you kill me.
I don't need him. Going to kill the head man at the bank, too. He's got too much money.
Then you hadn't ought to kill me, Goldman. If you don't kill me, you won't have to leave the thicket.
I'm going up north.
Won't like it up north. You don't know nobody. You'll be lonesome.
I don't need nobody.
You'll miss the big thicket, Goldman. You wish you were safe back here.
There's plenty of people up north.
Not your kind or my kind, Goldman. They don't even think like us. Your kind will be back here where you can't never come.
You think so, Bond?
Sure. Folks like us, we got no right outside our swamp. Here's where we belong. Here's where we're safest.
I never thought about that.
Change your mind about me, Goldman?
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
You ain't gonna kill me?
No. I guess I don't want to leave the thicket.
The law won't find you here, Goldman. As long as you stay in the big thicket, you can get your girl and live there. You don't even have to come out less than you have a mind to.
Attention, all police. Jim Barnes, native of thicket, has just reported he was kidnapped and threatened by Red Goldman near Sour Lake. Motorists are warned to avoid this area. Indications are that Goldman will kill on the slightest provocation.
What do you think of Barnes' story, Captain?
Well, it's the break we've been waiting for, Sergeant. Now we can put as much pressure on Goldman inside the thicket as we have in our blockade outside.
Pressure inside?
Yes. Barnes was a native of the thicket. And Barnes himself told us about being kidnapped and threatened with death.
But Goldman didn't harm him.
Yes, but if we play our hand right, we can make folks in the thicket see that Goldman is just as much against them as he is against the law.
I get it. We tell everyone we can about Barnes' close call, so they'll realize they may be Goldman's next victim.
Right. I see that every law officer in this part of Texas spreads the word about Barnes' kidnapping. I think, Sergeant, somebody will tip his hand.
Something, miss?
Yeah. Give me one of them no-good writing pencils like you got over your ear, a red one.
You got money?
Sure I got money. See?
All right, what else?
Give me four of them no-good brown cans up there.
These beans?
Yeah. Give me some of them no-good green bags of coffee.
Them ain't coffee, them's tea.
I want them anyhow. I like the green color of them. Let me see. I want 50 plugs of that no-good tobacco.
All this is going to cost you most $5. You got that much money?
Sure I got that much money. Here. Now give me my stuff.
There you are. And there's your change. Now where'd she get all that money? Give me the sheriff's office, quick.
Sheriff's office?
Is it Orville Morney down at Ball, Sheriff?
What is it, Orville?
A swamp girl just come in, loaded with money, bought everything in sight.
Know the girl?
Yeah, lives in the thicket, way back in an old cabin her paw built 10, 12 years ago, before he shot moonshining. She lives there alone.
This may be what we've been waiting for, Orville. Those thicket folks are pretty cunning, but we'll try to follow her and surround the place.
There's her cabin, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't look like anyone's about.
The officer's all placed, Sergeant.
Yes, Captain.
We don't want Goldman to slip through our fingers if he is here.
He won't.
Good. Sheriff, I guess we're ready. Let's go.
Anybody home?
Somebody just looked out the side window. Saw the curtain move.
Someone's coming.
What do you want?
You live here, miss?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the sheriff. These men are the police. We want to come in.
What for? I ain't did nothing.
What's your name?
Charla.
We want to talk to you, Charla.
All right. Have a quick look around the cabin, Sergeant.
All right.
What you here for?
We're looking for Red Golden. You know him?
No. There's just one room. You can see he ain't here.
I do serve this on the shelf, Captain.
Tobacco, huh? Quite a lot of it.
That's mine.
Here's an old pipe, too. Who's your man?
Got no man. Live by myself.
How about this pipe and tobacco?
My mom used to smoke. I learned from her. It's my pipe and my tobacco.
I see. Sergeant, let's have some of that tobacco.
What you gonna do?
Just fill the pipe. Yeah, it's kind of strong. There you are. All prime for a nice smoke.
I don't have a hankering to smoke right now.
Put it in your mouth and smoke it.
Sergeant, you better let the officers outside know Goldman's not in the cabin here.
Here's a light, Charla. Come on, puff on it. That's better.
This is a no-good old pipe.
You seem to be enjoying it.
I like the smoke.
Sure, sure, of course you do. You do seem to like it.
I guess I've had enough now. It don't taste right.
You're getting a little white, too, aren't you?
I don't taste just right.
Of course it doesn't, because you've never smoked that pipe before. Captain, there's a man somewhere around this place.
No, no, I'll smoke.
And the way she acts, she's trying to shield him.
Captain, come to the door.
Yes, Sergeant.
Captain, see that corn crib out beyond the barn?
Yes.
While our men were looking through the...
Goldman! They're coming!
Take cover, men! He's over there in the corn crib. All right, let him have it.
Watch out, men. He's a dead shot.
Sergeant, put a load of buckshot into the crib. Both barrels.
You ain't checking me, officers.
Keep closing in on him, men.
No chance to take him alive. Shoot it out, men.
Watch it, men. You'll try to make a break for it.
Get set. Door's inching open now. Duck! There he is in the door. Let him have it. Oh. All right, we got him. Close in.
Close in, men. All right. Close in.
Well, this time Goldman's really through. Look, must be 20 bullet holes in him. All right, roll him over.
Oh. He's dead, all right.
Well, men, this is the end.
And this, Commissioner Valentine, is a picture of Goldman taken after he was finally killed and lying in the corn crib.
What a picture. Anyone who looked at this would certainly understand what we mean when we say crime does not pay. Sheriff Richardson, on Gangbusters, we try to expose criminals of all kinds, and we congratulate you and the police of Texas on this case.
Now, in just a moment, Gangbusters will broadcast its nationwide clues to persons most wanted by the police tonight. Now, Gangbusters, nationwide clues. Broadcast as a public service to help combat the present crime wave.
Attention, renewed vigilance for Harry Dunlap. Harry Dunlap, who is being urgently sought by California authorities for escape from state hospital and for questioning in connection with $6,000 armed robbery, Los Angeles. Listen carefully to official description. Harry Dunlap.
Age 60. 5 feet 6 inches. 145 pounds. Gray hair on sides. Bald on top. Piercing blue eyes. Long nose. Wide mouth. Face deeply wrinkled. Prominent ears. Sunken jowls. Use caution in apprehending. This man believed armed and dangerous. Watch for Harry Dunlap.
Gangbusters has just received an urgent bulletin from Sheriff Roland Meredith, Sanilac County, Michigan, on two escaped prisoners, Charles Townsend and J.C. Vise. These men believed to be armed and are alleged to have abducted two persons after their daring escape from the county jail at Sandusky, Michigan, where they were awaiting sentence on federal armed robbery charges. Sheriff Meredith describes the escaped prisoners as follows.
J.C. Vise, V-Y-S-E, 25, 6 feet 1 and 1 half inches, 235 pounds, brown wavy hair, brown eyes, dark complexion, 2-inch ragged scar on left forearm. Vise has been both a fighter and a butcher by trade. Known to frequent nightclubs and bars, has long criminal record.
Second escaped prisoner.
Charles Chuck Townsend, 25, 5 feet 11 inches, 175 pounds, brown hair, gray eyes, medium complexion, flashy dresser, gambler at nightclubs and taverns, has criminal record. Watch for Charles Chuck Townsend and J.C. Vise. Whereabouts last reported in southwestern part of Michigan.
These are the clues on the most urgently sought persons in the United States tonight, December 29th, 1945. If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Now here is Commissioner Valentine.
Next week, Gangbusters will bring you facts never before revealed concerning one of the biggest robberies in all criminal annals.
Listen next week, same time, same station, to this authentic case on Gangbusters. As we end the old year and begin a new one, all of us who make and sell Waterman's fountain pens and inks, and those of us who bring you Gangbusters, join in saying a happy, happy new year. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.